from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. When a driver shortage forces cancellation of your kid's school bus route, it's your responsibility to get them to school. Ryan Harling is transportation supervisor for three of the four boards in our region. He says you might get into a carpooling arrangement with other families.
School boards also offer like a virtual learning component, so if that's something that's possible for the student to do, then that's great.
Schools also send work home to students affected by a cancellation that's known to be short-term. Hartling is hopeful that hiring and training new drivers soon ends the shortage and cancellations. Well, you can't think of anyone who had the flu last year because very few people did. Dr. Leanne Catton credits measures against COVID-19 for most of that. The Medical Officer of Health for the Porcupine Health Unit says hand washing, masking, and other measures also protect against the flu virus.
Continuing to do those things will definitely be incredibly important as we move into the influenza season.
Flu shots will be available next month. Among other places, Catton says you'll be able to get one at the same time and place as a COVID-19 vaccination. Nothing new to report today on the PHU COVID-19 front. It has no new cases and none resolved. We're still at 5 currently active from the 2,220 diagnosed during the pandemic. Up-to-date numbers are on our website. A slight uptick today in new cases across Ontario. That number is 413 for the 11th straight day below 500. Just over 66% of the new cases are in people not fully vaccinated or with an unknown vaccination status. 4 more people have died. Kids in Canada will be able to get their first doses of the Pfizer vaccine as soon as possible. Prime Minister Trudeau says the country will receive millions of doses once it's approved by Health Canada. Procurement Minister Anita Anand says there will be 2.9 million pediatric doses available shortly after that approval. It's expected Health Canada will give the green light to the vaccine in the near future. Pfizer provided initial trial data to Health Canada for children between the ages of 5 and 11 earlier this month. Meanwhile, Pfizer says its COVID-19 booster shot is effective for fighting the virus, including the Delta variant. It says the effectiveness of 2 doses wanes over time, but a study of 10,000 people shows a booster shot has a 95.6% efficacy rate. The company will now hand over the results of the Phase 3 trial for peer review and to regulatory agencies for approval. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.